A petition has been started in defense of Christians in Sri Lanka. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Today we're going to talk a little bit about how you can take a stand on their behalf. And then missionaries gathered in Thailand for a special time of encouragement would really appreciate your prayer moving forward. We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, a persecution trend's been quietly taking place in Sri Lanka, and Voice of the Martyrs Korea is bringing it to light. People hostile to Christianity in Sri Lanka have been approaching churches, often in more rural areas, and telling them that because of a 2008 circular, if the church isn't registered, they have to shut down. Now, in Sri Lanka, a circular is a kind of proposed law that's circulated but hasn't been passed into official law. But churches don't always know that this bill issued nearly 10 years ago can't force them to stop meeting because they didn't register. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says VOM Korea is petitioning to dismantle the 2008 circular so that it can't be used to manipulate minority Christians in Sri Lanka anymore.
For maybe an uneducated pastor in a rural area, you get a bunch of people come in, they look official, they have a document that looks official, and you feel frightened by that. So it's really used as an intimidation factor more than carrying the force of law and being upheld by the courts or upheld by judges there.
And there are a few things that you can do.
One of the things, obviously, is just to be aware of what's going on. That helps us to pray effectively for Christians in Sri Lanka.
You can also sign a petition with VOM Korea. We'll give you that link at missionnews.org. Next, we're going to take a look at East Africa, a region of the world plagued by poverty and disease. Francis Nyanjo is the executive director of Set Free Ministries East Africa. He says these issues are symptoms of a deeper problem than just a lack of resources and knowledge. You see, even today, many people still rely on witch doctors for medical and spiritual guidance. In fact, the witch doctors kind of run the show.
We have a scenario of everybody running to the witch doctors. The fear of the evil, the worship of all these things. The outcome is that individuals kind of sell their birthright of having a sense of ownership about who they are.
As long as they live according to the whims and rules of the witch doctor, people stop taking responsibility for their own lives and often contribute to cycles of poverty and disease. But positive change happens where people find spiritual freedom in Christ.
The big thing about Set Free Ministries is their core vision and core mission of spiritual freedom, which is the root cause of all our challenges in this life. It doesn't matter whether you are in the U.S., or whether you're in Uganda, or elsewhere.
Stay tuned for more Set Free stories from East Africa later this week. And finally, missionaries spend their lives pouring into the people they serve. But it's important for others to pour into them as well. Gospel Disciples recently held its annual global staff meeting to encourage its leaders and strategize for the future. Global Disciples' Josh Kiefer.
So here in Thailand, actually one time per year, we gather all of our international staff at an event that we call X222, or Experience 2 Timothy 2:2. Where we gather all of our international staff really for a few different reasons. One is to continue to just pour into their lives. We recognize that they are all throughout the year pouring into the lives of these program directors that are running these discipleship schools, small business development and leadership development, as well as to continue to equip them and update them. We believe that culture of global disciples is an important thing to rally everybody around at least once a year.
Kiefer says a key component to all of this is faith. So we ask that you pray for courage for this ministry to continue to follow God's will and not underestimate his power.
It's clear that his heart is for the nations, and many times our picture or our imagination of what he could do is very small compared to what he wants to do, and even what he wants us to pray toward.
And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We are listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us at iTunes or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.